Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. A new life is in store for more than 200 chimpanzees in the southern U.S., a group of primates born in labs and used for biomedical research at the New Iberia Research Center in Louisiana are being moved to a new environment. Last week, nine of those chimps, named Jennifer and Gracie, Genesis Buttercup, Cherise, Emma Gertrude, Latricia, and Samira, arrived at Project Chimps. It's a sanctuary in Blue Ridge, a small town in northern Georgia. Now, this move marks the end of privately funded research on chimps in the United States. It's also the largest transfer since captive chimps were granted legal endangered species status in June of 2015. Sarah Beckler-Davis is president and CEO of Project Chimps. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks so much.
Well, as I just mentioned, this is the end of all privately funded research on chimps. What does this mean as far as you're concerned for the chimps themselves?
Well, you know, this is sort of, it's the happy ending for them, but it's also, it's just the beginning. So it's their chance to live now.
How will they be living now?
They are going to live out the rest of their lives in comfort here. They'll have lots of choices about what to do and what to eat and how to spend their time. And we can't wait to get to know them more.
Is it difficult for chimps that were born in captivity or in labs to learn to socialize normally when they move to a place like your sanctuary?
Well, these chimps are moving in social groups, so they're already sort of moving with their families. So we don't have that to worry about with this group. Sometimes you do have that, but in this case, they're coming with their buddies.
And what kinds of research were these chimps subjected to or participating in? I'm not sure how you look at it, at the labs where they grew up, when this research was going on.
Well, this facility was primarily used as a breeding facility. In the course of sort of the history of chimps and research, they've been used in a lot of HIV and AIDS research and hepatitis research, also a lot of behavioral research. This population here in particular, I don't have specifics about, but they were primarily a breeding facility.
And how do you look at the ethics of that research? I mean, I'm pretty clear that you're for not doing the research on these chimps, and that makes sense. HIV and AIDS research, for instance, has been incredibly important to many, many millions of humans. Have the chimps been instrumental in developing AIDS drugs that have saved human lives? And how do you look at the ethical construct here?
It's an excellent question. You know, I think with AIDS and HIV in particular, there was this hope that because they're our closest living relatives, that they would sort of provide us all of these answers. But as it turns out, they're kind of rotten models for a lot of human diseases. So there's this very sort of public conversation now about, you know, is it okay, and kind of raising those ethical questions. But there's also the question of just the scientific validity of the research they're being used in. And the conclusion has been that we haven't learned a ton about human health by using chimpanzees in research.
So there has been this conceit, because they are so close to us in genetic and evolutionary terms, that they must be great research subjects, right? Because humans and chimpanzees are so very similar.
Right. They are our closest living relatives. And I think there was a hope that they would be able to provide all of these answers. But as it turns out, you know, they are very similar to us, but they're not necessarily the best models for human illness.
So that's the scientific question. Let's talk about the ethical construct here, because research on animals is generally an ethically complex question. But what makes research on chimpanzees ethically untenable in your view?
Well, you know, I think the public agrees that these beings are so similar to us. They experience the world in the same way that we do. They feel emotions just like you and I do. They feel joy and sorrow and excitement. And I think that really drives the public conversation about whether it's okay, knowing what we know about how they experience the world, is it okay to do that to them? And I think the public and the government and sort of advocacy professionals are all at the same point where we kind of all agree that it's not okay.
So this is the end of privately funded research effectively in the United States. The NIH, the National Institutes of Health, which is a taxpayer-funded institution, as I understand it, has largely stopped as well.
Yes, the government has stopped funding any kind of invasive research on chimpanzees, and the government has also made the decision to call them endangered. Both of those two things were huge wins for animal protection organizations like the Humane Society of the United States, which is one of our partners here. And those two sort of very important landmark decisions tipped the tides for us.
So, Sarah Beckler-Davis, talk a little bit about what happens when these chimps arrive at your sanctuary, when they get there, a new environment, a new place, difficult for any primate, including myself. What happens to get acclimated and to have their buddy group get ready to live in a new place?
Yeah, it's a great question. So they arrived after a 16-hour road trip, and they were each in their own individual cage in our custom-built trailer. So they all had their own window to watch the world go by. We rolled the cages off the trailer and into the building. So they were transferred one by one into the building. And there were a lot of reunions. Because they had been separated for a little while, they were hugging and kissing and very excited to see each other and kind of get back together. From that point on, our goal is to just help them get comfortable and acclimate. So we're kind of letting them do what they want. We're letting them make choices about where they spend their time. We're really taking them on their terms and watching for that natural chimpanzee behavior, which is the best way for us to know how they're doing.
So I mentioned a bunch of members of your group there. I mean, who's the joker? Who's the class clown so far?
Well, Gracie is definitely the silliest so far. She'll kind of make funny faces and work hard to get your attention when there's some food around that she really likes. Emma is also always eager to come over and say hello. And just yesterday I got Samira playing chase with me, which is a fun game to play with captive chimps. And we were running back and forth and laughing and having a great time.
Sarah Beckler-Davis is president and CEO of Project Chimps. They are receiving over 200 chimpanzees being transferred from research facilities down to their sanctuary in Georgia. Sarah Beckler-Davis, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.